Hi everyone, my name is William Lomas and I live in the United Kingdom. Just thought I'd take this opportunity, like some other Blind Cool Tech listeners are doing, to actually give you a flavour of my current career as a student in this ever-growing world of sighted individuals. And I'm also planning to review things like the PacMate and the Nokia 6630. And if there's any interest, please leave comments. I don't know how people leave comments on Blind Cool Tech. I don't know what you do, but I have seen them on Blind Cool Tech. So if you do like this review, this career talk, please let me know. I was born in 1984 in Wolverhampton, which is near Birmingham, or Birmingham, as the Americans call it, in the UK. I was 3 months premature, and I have a twin sister who is not visually impaired. As a result of being given too much oxygen, my sight deteriorated, and I believe by about a couple of months old I lost my sight completely. It could have been worse though. It could have been brain damage, it could have been anything. So I'm just grateful really that it was only my sight, but it still hampers me a little bit. I can detect light and dark, but that's about it. In the early years, I coped quite well. I had my family were a rock to me. They were very supportive, and they always helped me when times were difficult. I had to have my ability, obviously, when I was about 4 years old. And then, of course, because I have no sight, I had to learn Braille, which I'm sure we all use on a regular basis, be it nowadays with electronic Braille displays or with standard Braille on Braille paper or books. And I went to a mainstream education setting for the first, for 6-7 years. And when I was 11, I went to secondary education, which of course, high school sort of thing, from 11 to 16. And again, that was mainstream. So my primary and secondary education have been mainstream. They have a visually impaired unit base in my school in Wolverhampton. Very supportive. Always got work into Braille. And I took an interest from an early age in subjects that focused my future. I'm now 21 years old. The main subject I chose to do was music, because from a very, very early age I was a strong musician, and I can hear a song on the local radio and learn it within about 10 minutes. I pick up the chords, the notes, the melodies, the rhythms, and I took an interest in music when I was 4. I know I'm backtracking a bit, but I'm just filling things in. And I played music since I was 4 years old on a little penny whistle. And then it built up, and my parents got me a keyboard and organ, and everything went cool. And there is a keyboard I want now, consequently, after 12 years of playing or more, which is which costs $6,000 worth. But, can't get that. I like things to be as realistic as possible. And like Sky Taylor, I got my first computer when I was a bit later than him though. I was about 11. And it was superb. It was superb at the time. Had HAL, Windows 95, and then when that crashed on me, I upgraded to Windows Millennium. And I'll never forget, I used to get mail through the door post, and it would always be Jaws demos. I always used to keep getting the demos, and my mum would say, "Here's some more mail for you." Well, it's from Sight and Sound, who represent Freedom Scientific, and I always used to get loads of mail, and it must have annoyed my mum seeing all the Jaws CDs, because I used to try each version, you see. And later on, after my mainstream career, I managed to purchase Jaws. After my mainstream education, I thought I could purchase Jaws, because when I started my college years, I went to a blind college in Hereford, and there are quite a few people who, I don't know who listened to this journal, but who are now from the college, so a big hi y'all. And basically what it is, it's a fantastic college there, because we all use adaptive technology like Jaws and Supernova and HAL. So I was able to purchase my own copy of Jaws at that time, 4.5 in 2000, and it was superb, because it gave me a great access to my laptop then, because now I'm onto laptops, and I currently own a laptop with Windows XP Home and various specs, and I have Jaws 6.0 at present. And I then got into other screen readers in the access technology field. I also, because I tried HAL, and that was okay, back in 96, and now of course I like Window Eyes as well, so I'm fortunate to have Window Eyes 5 and Jaws 6.0. But my career has been very rewarding. I also got into languages, les langues principales, je peux parler français, I can speak French, and Spanish, but only un poco of Spanish, and Deutsch. Ich habe Deutsch für die letzten 10 Jahre gelernt. Deutsch ist sehr schwierig für mich, aber ich mag ein bisschen schwierig, aber es ist nicht so schlimm. And I do like German, but it's not so bad. But I can just switch from English to Français, Français to Deutsch. And I think as blind people, we have an extra ability, should we call it? We have an extra sense of listening comprehension and being able to grasp things a lot quicker, I feel, a lot more fluidly and easily than sighted counterparts. And I believe we have a strong grasp on things. But I don't believe in the sixth sense, you know, that we're blind and we're supposed to pick up extra senses. But overall, I've had a very normal career for a young teenager, really. Very varied, and made loads of friends at the college, and that's where my language interest started, because although I did it at school, at GCSE, and got good grades, I then went on to A-level, and I got a C at French, and it's thanks to my lovely French teacher, Jenny Hancock at the RNC, for pushing me to my limits and really making my French the French it is today. So, merci, tu es très gentil. And overall now, I'm at university. Well, that's been a very hectic life story, I do apologise, but I don't record this sort of thing. And now I'm at university, and I'm sitting here now, and it's 9:15 in the morning, and I'm free today, but I do languages at university, as you might have gathered, because my abilities are strong in French, and now I'm taking a French degree. First year of uni was superb. Bit of ups and downs with getting Braille and getting the Braille into Spanish, because I remember they embossed it into English, so of course it wasn't very readable, and things like that. And so now I'm just waiting for my packmate to arrive at the time of recording, and when it does arrive, if you'll want, I'll record a review, because I don't think a review has been done on Blind Call Tech, and I'm aware it's an old product, but it's really useful for those of you who perhaps are looking into a pocket PC and who want to experience the benefits of a PDA. And I would do my own Street Talk as well, because I'd be interested to try Street Talk in the UK. I've heard it in America, but I mean, the avenues and streets don't mean nothing to me in the UK. And if anyone's got any ideas how I go about this, I currently own a Plexstalk PTR1. Anyone have any ideas how I go about recording the audio? Because I do like podcasting. It sounds really cool, and although it's a different topic, this is what this is about, really, because most blind people are walking around when they podcast or something. So if anyone can help me, leave comments in the comments box, please, on Blind Cool Tech, or email me at William, that's WILLIAM, same word, S for sugar, AME, at gmail.com. If anyone can give me any GMAIL for Gmail, if anyone can give me any pointers, please, and I will actually get my email included below this article on the website. But how you've all enjoyed it. I know I deliver it quite formally, but that's the way I dictate when I'm reading to nothing. I hope the quality of the recording's okay. I'm running SoundForge. Any problems, please let me know. But how can I actually demonstrate things when I'm out and about? Like, how could I actually walk around Coventry, which is where my university is based, and demonstrate street talk? Anyone have any ideas? Because it would be interesting for me to, I think, do a few shows of demonstrating the product and walking from the town centre back to my university, for example, and just seeing how well it works, and walking in a busy street and seeing how I get around. And I'll be getting street talk soon, but I do want to get the equipment set up first. But anyone can help me, let me know. I hope you've enjoyed this talk. I know it's been a bit of a ramble. Je suis désolé. I'm sorry for that, but it's been a very interesting career so far, and I hope to speak to you all very soon and keep you up to date on my career. And also technology related is accessible games, and I'm sure I could review a few of those for you as well if anyone has any interest. So I will speak to you all real soon, and take care of yourselves, please, and each other. Bye bye for now. Au revoir.